Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Sirius XM Channel 80.
There's no way I would draft LeBron James. Why would I ever take LeBron James? Why would I do that?
Wait a minute. That's my job. Oh. Wait, who was that? Was that me or someone else? What was that? Was that Russo? Who was that? It was Russo?
I love that you thought it was you for a second. Like, is that me?
I grew up listening to that guy, so, you know.
Yeah, Russo.
Yeah, yeah, man.
I asked him yesterday about the Yankees. I said, what's wrong with the Yankees? He goes, well, the one thing they got to do is they got the bats. They got to hit the bats. You can't score any runs. How are you going to win any games? It's not the pitching. I'm like, okay, I just asked you what's wrong with him.
In passing.
Like, he but that's just the way, in the hallway.
That's just the way New Yorkers are, man. We're not always yelling at you. It's just the way we talk.
I'm like, oh, so it's not the pitching. No, it's not the pitching and the bats. They can't. How do you expect Aaron Judge to just lead the team all the way? You can't do it. You can't just swing with him.
It's a lot of consistent anger. That's what it is to be a New Yorker. Just at random stuff for no reason. You're saying.
But it's not like anger that like really means anything. It's here
no,
now,
it doesn't
gone
mean
and
anything.
Now,
it's just,
the second.
It's just anger. Really, yeah. Look, I'm from Jersey. I see it every single day.
Yeah.
How's your day? It's not going not going the way I expected at all. I'm like, okay, geez.
People are a little aggressive, but that's life.
So people the other day, Max, just walking around, looking up, right, looking at the skyscrapers, like looking at the city, and like typical like real New Yorkers, angry at people looking up while they're in the middle. Move. People are trying to walk here. You're like, all right, just calm down.
You know what? Two days ago. Remember, I was coming back to come do NFL Live, and the people. I'm trying to walk across the street. The light is green. It's time for me to go. They were blowing the horn at me because I wasn't walking fast enough. Like, okay, I'm walking. This is my job to do.
I'm walking here. That's the From Midnight Cowboy.
Here, yeah,
like, yeah, it's like the New York movie. He's in. I'm walking here. Yeah.
They want to go through the red light.
That's why those rats were bothering you the other day. You're going too slow. They have places to go.
That's probably true.
You notice it as a New Yorker driving, too. This is what you notice as a New Yorker driving. You're like, in people are not, like, when, for example, when the light turns green in L.A., I used to sit there in my car thinking,
you
realize when the light turns green, it's not a suggestion. It's like when the light turns red, you have to stop, right? When the light turns green, you have to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm waiting there like, what is it? What's the reflex time here? What's the reaction time?
Okay.
But you got to hit the gas, man.
Yeah, but New York is like, gas.
Eventually.
In New York, it's a two-second delay. Just, let's go. Like, it's 2 seconds.
Remember when I first, you were doing First Take still. When I first came here to do the show, I was living in Hoboken and driving over. And I've been driven in New York like forever. And so I was on the West Side Highway, and I got to the signal light. The light turned green.
That's right.
I was like, and so you know me.
Serves
I'm
you
like,
right.
What the, you know. So I'm like.
You're the type of dude that would put the car in park.
Now he's like, not going to drive.
I didn't drive. So he sped around. Zooming.
Cop pulled him up.
I took my foot, drove, got to the next light. Both of us sitting there. I rolled down the window. I said,
he didn't want none of it.
So what are you doing? We're in the same damn spot. And they wouldn't look at me the whole day.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know, was,
yeah.
I hate that. I hate people
space.
Like that.
Office space. Put
like,
up
where
window.
Are you going?
Lock the doors.
Office
like,
space.
We're going to the. We're at the same damn red light now. You ain't went no further than me, and you did all that for what?
The dude in Office Space was stuck in a traffic jam, and the dude with a walker, he keeps switching lanes trying to get ahead, and whatever lane he goes into, the other cars start going, and he eventually sees a dude who is way behind him with a walker walking, and now he's way up in front of him.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's priceless.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So LeBron James signs a 2-year, $97.1 million extension. He's still under contract for a year. So it's now a 3-year deal, although
money,
the final year of the deal is a player option. So LeBron is getting paid for the next 3 years for sure,
so
but maybe
Ball.
Not by the Lakers in year 3. That depends according to everyone, right? On whether whatever team drafts Bronny.
By the way, can I just tell you though, Max, real quick?
That's the team LeBron's going to play for.
Just tell you real quick. Jay, yeah. Buddy. 2025, yo. I mean, there's some expansion teams coming into play.
Yeah.
A little Vegas action, maybe. Yeah.
Seattle
mm-hmm. action, maybe. Expand the draft. Different ways you could look at it.
And sorry, LeBron wants to own a team eventually. No one, you know, is unaware of
that.
Interesting
player option year, isn't it?
That's right. So basically, ESPN is going to be spending a lot of time in Vegas in the year 2025. We got to make, you know,
yeah,
we should,
not gonna let him own the team
we should book our stuff now. We should book the best spots now in 2025 because that's where we're going to be a lot of the time.
Why? Right?
Because LeBron's going to be in Vegas.
As a player?
Yeah, him and Bronny.
Well, who's going to own the team?
LeBron and Bronny. Eventually, Bronny.
Okay, so he's changing the game all the way up.
I mean,
own the team and play.
It's easy to do it,
well,
though.
Maybe
I mean,
not
look,
at the
if you
same
have
time,
a, if you have a group of if you have a group of individuals that want to buy the team, and then you know a little handshake, and then when the time comes,
I mean,
you retire, last hurrah,
we
revenue.
We get into a lot of logistics at that point, though.
Well, you talk about handshake. I mean, when it's all said and done, he retires with the team. Okay, now I could be a large majority holder of the team.
You guys want to hear Woj talk about the details of this deal? Let's listen to Adrian Wojnarowski tell us about the particulars here.
2-year extension, $97 million. Could be worth up to $111 million if the cap goes up in 23-24. So now LeBron James under contract this year. He was heading into the final year of his deal. Then 23-24, he's got a player option now in 24-25 along with Anthony Davis. And so the Laker organization now, they can have potentially about $20 million in cap space this summer. And then the following year, where really Davis and LeBron James are really the only two under contract based on the current roster, you know, they'd be able to add another max player or split the money up among more players.
Right.
But I think for LeBron James, the timing right now, listen, this is where he wants to be. There's nobody who potentially would have cap space next summer that would interest LeBron James to even look at free agency. And listen, at 37 years old, he'll be 38 in December, you know, still at the very top of his game.
Guys, you know what this makes me think of here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio? That LeBron is really being patient here, which you wouldn't expect from a player as old as him because you'd think how long are his horizons, but he's still playing, as Woj just mentioned, at an extremely high level. I think this is what LeBron's thinking. We ain't going to win no championship this upcoming season. However.
See, I don't think you think of that.
I think he's realistic.
And neither are Jeannie and Rob Pelinka and the Lakers.
I think that they know that they're playing the longer game here. This year, it's unlikely. But the following year, they have a real good shot. Listen to what Woj just said. They have cap space next summer. The only two guys extended beyond that are LeBron and AD, who are the only two players that really matter on the team. They're going to have a little draft capital if they don't move that, say, for Kyrie. But if they do move it for Kyrie,
yeah,
all bets
saying.
Are
that's
off,
why,
right?
That's what I'm saying. The Kyrie deal isn't dead.
I'm not saying it is. But I think at this moment, LeBron is playing a longer, more patient game than people realize. And I think he's realistic about where they are, but where they could be going forward, Jay.
Max, can we just put this in perspective for LeBron James? And I still am a firm believer and subscriber to the fact that I don't think people will recognize his greatness until he's gone. LeBron averaged 30.3 points per game at age 37 years old. Mm-hmm. That's 7 more points per game than any other player has averaged at the age of 37 or later in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
In NBA history. Like, what he's doing if he didn't get hurt, and if the Lakers, if AD were playing, like, he was making a run at being the MVP.
But that's, I think, what we have to I think a realistic expectation for LeBron, which is why I keep trying to pin you guys down on where will he'll be in 2 years, right? Like where he'll be when Bronny gets drafted.
You can't pin me down
for
where I'm going to be next
week. I'll pin myself down then. I'll do it for myself then. This is what I think. I think he will be playing maybe not quite at MVP level anymore, but still more than just a normal all-star. He'll be a 4.5 star player, not 5-star MVP, 4-star all-star, but somewhere in between. But I don't think it'll be for 82 games. I think it'll be for 52 games, something like that. Right?
Full-time point guard responsibility, floor general, making easy passes, outside shot has gotten better. I mean, it's easy for him. His game translates naturally to playing until he's in his 40s.
A little more post-game from him as he gets a little older and slower maybe, you know. I think so.
Is he still going to be the Lakers?
Say anything.
I know. We're looking at you for an answer.
he's still going to be a Laker. His career will end as a Laker and no other team.
Why?
Because, one, he doesn't want to move again. Okay, he still has another son. It's not over with just Bronny. Still got Bryce, who's going to probably be the top dog at Sierra Canyon. And the Lakers are the one team that will sign or draft Bronny when the time comes.
Lakers keep it all
because
in the family,
that's what
man.
We do. Okay? So we do. You think about it.
We.
I'm a Laker. You think about it.
Yeah, we.
Jeannie Buss and her family has always done right.
Always.
By players that play for them.
Gave Kobe an extension before they knew if he could walk, basically, again.
It's just, you know, you got to look at that. Sharif, Shaq's son, opportunity. Scottie Pippen's son, opportunity. People going to get opportunities, especially. And all Bronny's got to do is continue to grow.
More of your calls on LeBron, on his name would be LeBron, and his future. Plus, how about this, guys? You both had Russell Wilson as the fourth best quarterback in the AFC West. I, however, do not have him as the fourth best.
What?
What do the people think? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Here I go! Play Yates!
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You can hear more from Keyshawn, by the way, today on NFL Live.
Yeah. Max, who sings this?
All the biggest headlines at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.
Lil Jon, right?
No. Come on, Max.
Well, who is it?
This is Deep Down South Dirty Thursdays, baby. Mystical.
Oh, Mystical.
Mystical. Mystical.
Here I go.
But that's the same.
I'm bring you down
right?
to the Carolinas, bro. I'm going to bring you down to Carolinas.
But yo, I can't.
Am I off? That's pretty much the same.
What?
Jon, Mystical, they got all the golds in the hair.
The golds, all the golds.
Yeah, the gold,
why
you know.
Why you bark like that?
Because that's what they be doing. They be.
Oh, man. Put some Pastor Troy on.
Here I go.
Pastor Troy.
Let's get it. Mercedes. Let's get it.
Guys, the question is right now,
and girls,
at the moment.
3-6 Mafia.
Is 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite 3-6 Mafia song? What's your favorite 3-6 Mafia song?
I don't know.
I don't remember the names of any songs. And then for a while, it was like the number on the disc that I would remember. Oh, that's the fourth song on the disc. And now
seven.
It's streaming. I don't know. I just have to like, oh, it's on a playlist somewhere.
Yeah. What's ever on the radio?
Is Russell Wilson, in fact, as you guys claimed yesterday.
That was a great transition.
The fourth best quarterback in the AFC West. Now, there are only four teams in the AFC West, so that would make him the worst quarterback in the division. Very tough AFC, guys.
See, Key, I don't like the way these questions are framed, right? Like, oh, it makes him the... It's a loaded division. It's the best division in football.
Jay says Russell Wilson, no good.
See, that's what happens.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's the fourth best.
People naturally conclude or take away that type of narrative.
What are you worried about what people conclude?
He's the fourth best. Like, he's the fourth. Like, I'm like, no, but it's...
Who cares what people conclude?
Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, which is a candidate for MVP. And I think Derek Carr is an elite quarterback. And that's not saying that Russell Westbrook's resume...
Wilson.
Probably makes him the second best quarterback.
Wilson.
I know. But we know.
I forgot. It's a football show. Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I got it. His resume makes him the second best quarterback, but where he is right now at the stage of his career, I think he's the fourth best.
Has he fallen
in the
off?
Division.
Has Wilson fallen off? Is he the same dude he was?
Yeah, he's the same. He's the same guy. It depends on how you evaluate Russell Wilson. What's your evaluation of Russell Wilson?
My number one evaluation of all quarterbacks, I don't care what anyone says, I'm looking at consistently winning or losing. Now, there are exceptions. If a guy's in an awful situation,
give
I get
Garoppolo
it.
Garoppolo wins, Max. Come
yes,
on now.
He's quite,
give me something
and
about,
he's quite good because he does it for a team that can't
win
without him.
Quarterback position, not the winning and the losing.
But what I'm saying is I don't care what kind of situation you're in. His whole career has been a grip now, right?
Yeah.
His whole career before this last season – he had one season under double-digit wins, and that was a 9-win season. Not only had he never been under 500, he'd only been under 10 wins once, and he got 9. That you can't tell me, I don't care what team you're on, that you can't ball.
So here's the way that I look at the quarterback position when you're evaluating them. What are the surroundings and the circumstances that allowed this individual to achieve at the highest level? So when he was achieving at the highest level, the circumstances were they had a great defense. He was surrounded with a strong running game and a motivated head coach. Quarterbacks, not other positions, but quarterbacks in the prime of their careers aren't dealt. They're kept. When Pete Carroll made a decision to deal Russell Wilson, what does that say about Russell Wilson? Does that say,
he's falling off to me?
Not falling off. Doesn't mean fall off. Just means that we probably can win and do what we've always done with anybody in that position for us.
Can we put those stats back up on ESPN, too, please?
So here's why I say that,
guys,
Coach.
Look at, look at these stats. Hold on. Look at these stats. Derek Carr, I get circumstances. You can factor in circumstances. Big difference. Touchdown to interception ratio for Russell Wilson is way better than 3-1. Way better than 3-1. That's excellent. QBR is of MVP caliber. Over the course of his career, he's put
That's
up
great.
An MVP caliber. One-loss record. Win-loss record.
Max
two wins for every
you're
loss.
Arguing that he's the third best quarterback in the division.
Yes. And because it's a brutal division.
3-4.
I'm fine with everything. I'm fine with everything you're saying, Max Kellerman.
Stop ruining a good debate. What do you think?
I'm fine with everything you're saying. But you got to listen to me.
I'm listening.
No, you got to listen.
Okay, I got my ears are open.
Got to really listen.
My mind is open. Go ahead.
Why would Seattle deal him? Right? People don't deal. They look for quarterbacks. They don't deal quarterbacks. Oh, Tom Brady left. Tom Brady left on his own. The New England Patriots wanted to keep Tom Brady. Are you out of your damn mind? So when quarterbacks are dealt, let me just give you a few.
But
go ahead.
I was going to say, Russell Wilson didn't want to be there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
like all
the stuff that happened this offseason
with the letter and all that
but
stuff.
Think about it, though.
Omitted.
Yeah, but it factors into what he is saying.
He didn't want to be there anymore, but you got to go back a couple years, Jay. It all started a couple years ago. They started treating him a certain way a couple years ago, but they was married to him because they gave him a big extension.
Yeah.
So they had to hold on until such due time that they can move on. When people, and I'll just give you an example. What did the Rams do with Jared Goff?
They traded him plus two firsts and a third to get Matthew Stafford.
To get him away from him because they felt like, it's not really what we think it is.
But to or get you go Stafford. Back,
but they Super still. Bowl.
But you got to understand, they still moved on from him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Green Bay Packers ain't moving on from Aaron Rodgers. They trying to figure out how to keep Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
All right, because they obviously think.
But Keith, no, I get your point. You're saying the way we see it from the outside, Russell Wilson's good,
yeah.
But you can do a lot of, you can get to the same place with another quarterback, maybe.
That's good.
Right, that's good. Right.
That's good.
But I think in they addition to that, remove, in addition
I don't
to that,
that.
But I
but
don't
it's
believe
true.
It either. Wait, Jay, but hold on. I don't believe it either. But what I'm saying, and I think what you're saying, Jay, is that may be the case. But Tom Brady, even though he must be out of your mind, that would never have happened in the middle of his career. Part of it was Belichick was thinking, I don't know how many more years he has left. I need
they
to get a guy to
offer him a deal.
But
man.
We're talking about top five quarterbacks. We're talking about the GOAT. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
How did it get to that place?
These guys are different. Those dudes are different.
Russell
you can't use them as comps.
Russell Wilson, future Hall of Famer, is at this moment. Maybe what Pete Carroll is seeing is it's a little easier to replace him now than it was, say, 5 years ago.
How's that working
out? No, it would have been easier.
How's that working out?
They felt going to work out very well.
5 years ago, they had the same recipe. They did the same things. They just made a decision that they were going to try to get Russell Wilson, and the offense was going to try to change to more of a passing-style offense, and it didn't work out.
Okay.
When Peyton Manning was at the end of his tenure in Indianapolis, the only reason why he didn't retire as a coach, because his neck got injured. That's the only reason why.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they ain't getting rid of no damn Peyton Manning.
So I want to get into something else here because I'm trying to pin you guys down on a few things.
So
and
wait,
Jay,
have we concluded that Russell Wilson, is he third or fourth?
Third. We agree that I'm right.
Okay,
third. Third.
Make
best.
Sure we come back to the original
now,
argument. Okay.
Now, based on that training camp throw I just saw Justin Herbert make on Twitter yesterday, he's second. All right. Look. This is the other crazy thing about the AFC. Just like with Russell Wilson, you're not saying he's not great. You're saying, or not good. You're saying, look at the quarterbacks
exactly.
in that division. Think about this for a second in the AFC, guys. I want to know. So let me just count them up. There are division winners. That's four. Three wild cards. That's seven from each conference. Okay?
Yep.
So you have three wild card slots. Three teams. Now let's count up the potential wild cards that we at least perceive as wild card slots going into the season, okay? In the AFC East, between the Bills, Pats, and
Dolphins.
Nah, you have, two. There's two teams.
You think two?
Yeah, it's the Bills and the Pats. That's it.
You think the Bills?
So
I'm
the
not
Dolphins
sure the,
out.
Yeah, Dolphins. And okay. Jets are hanging out
I
together.
I think the Pats are kind of like iffy.
Me too, I think.
I think the Pats are iffy.
Nah.
Okay.
They'll be
he
okay,
says, wait a minute.
Right there,
he the says,
okay, there's, so two.
So two means... means one wild card possibility from the East,
yep.
is what he's saying. Okay.
Okay.
In the North, I think there are all four teams are viable. So I say three wild card possibilities.
Well, we're gonna hear a final statement on Deshaun Watson coming up, like what?
But if they could still get Jimmy G and on that roster, I'm going to say
that's
a wild card
possibility. But that's what if you don't know. You don't know.
Even
if
with Brissett,
you don't
maybe.
Know if you're going to go with Jimmy G.
I say three wild card possibilities out of the North. I say that's four. So we're
so
up to
Baltimore,
four.
Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Yeah. Whatever
possibility,
one doesn't win.
Possibility.
Right, possibility. So
possibility,
that's four.
Okay.
I say three wild card possibilities out of the West.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
you still,
seven.
You still
yeah.
got, you still got the South.
Three
you got
out
the Colts
of the four.
I say one wild card possibility out of the South. Colts or Titans, because one of them's
yeah.
going to win. Okay.
Yeah.
That's eight teams. There are three slots.
Yeah.
So what I want to know. Or who are the five teams that ain't making? In other words, who are the three wild cards going to be? But even that might be hard because you might say, well, this team might win and this team might be a wild card. Who's out?
It's
who's
hard,
out?
It's hard to say because of the numbers and scheduling and Matthew, all that sort of stuff.
It's hard to say.
The eight teams that's left, and you said three spots?
Three spots.
So
eight wild
teams,
card possibilities.
Three spots, I would say... Based on right now in the day paper,
mm-hmm.
Chargers are a wild card.
Okay. So see you later, Raiders. See you later, Broncos.
Seattle. Cincinnati's a wild card.
So see you later, Browns, let's say, and see you later, Pittsburgh.
And I'm left with one team.
You know what, Max?
I'm going to probably go back to the West. And say Raiders are in.
So
can we do this? Can we?
So see you later, Colts or Titans, and see you later, Patriots.
Can we rank the top seven teams in the AFC?
Yeah, we can
top
do whatever
seven
we want.
Teams. See, like, who's the best team in the AFC
right now? To
right
me,
now.
It's still Kansas City, then KC, Buffalo.
Reed. Then Buffalo.
Baltimore.
Max, I'm actually okay. Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore. Ravens.
See,
where's Cincy right there?
I'll put Baltimore maybe ahead of Buffalo.
See, it's tricky too because
Colts are up there.
It's tricky because of the Deshaun situation. If Deshaun, whatever, negotiates it out or whatever the hell they're thinking about doing or whatever, and it's not the season, and it's, call it eight games.
Big difference.
Could you, yeah, big difference. Yeah. Could Jacoby Brissett go 500?
Yeah.
And get them to a point where he gets back.
Yeah, and then they go on a run, because I think if we had no Deshaun issues and Deshaun was just a quarterback of Cleveland, Cleveland would be number one for me over everybody.
Sure.
Based on the makeup of their roster. So you got them.
Colts are top five.
Nah.
Colts are low.
Nah, they're not top five. They probably.
Because the coach and because of the inexperience.
Six,
I would put them top
seven.
Five. I would put them top five. And by the way, let me say this about the Bengals for a second. I know Super Bowl hangover, inexperienced. They were lucky. When you have those kind of receivers and that kind of quarterback, man, you're live every single game. But according to Key.
Don't say me.
Whole bunch of good teams ain't making the playoffs, including the Patriots, the Dolphins, the Steelers, the Bengals.
Why are you yelling at me?
The Broncos, and either the Colts or the Titans.
He's not even phased. Look at him. Just keeps going.
Where is Denver in the AFC hierarchy? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. And guys, we are joined by the great Mark Schlereth, who is a three-time Super Bowl champion. What's going on?
What's up, Mark?
What's happening, guys? Man, always great to join your program early in the morning here in Denver, Colorado.
Absolutely. Mark's got, how's the, what is it? Is it the barbecue sauce business? What's going on? What am I forgetting?
It's green chili. It's green chili. Chili. It's, wait, you know, I mean, just smother it and everything. So,
green chili, yeah, beat it.
How did you get barbecue?
Barbecue sauce out of chili.
Because Mark and I talked about this probably 5 years ago, so I knew it wasn't hot sauce, but I thought it was something related to hot sauce.
Way to care about your friends.
Max, it's in the family. We're in the family.
I'm trying to give Mark Schlereth a pop, and you guys are,
giving him a pop on barbecue sauce, not chili.
It was a slight. It wasn't
green
a pop.
Green chili. Now we're talking. Now he said the word green chili 15 times.
He doesn't have the mustard. The mustard is McCaffrey. He has the chili.
Yeah, the mustard is Eddie. Eddie has got the mustard.
Mark, we were just having this conversation. Is Russell Wilson the fourth best quarterback in the division?
Well, I mean, you can make the argument. You can make the argument that he's the second best quarterback in the division. You can make the argument that he's the fourth best quarterback in the division. The division is certainly loaded. There's no question about that. I think most people probably put him a little bit above Carr, although I think Carr is exceptional as well. I'd like to see – I mean, Herbert's been incredible – but I like to see him lead his team to the playoffs. Not all his fault, obviously. When you never actually kick a field goal on fourth down, when you find ways to lose games like the Chargers going to charge her, that until they stop doing that, I'll probably put the Broncos ahead of the Chargers. But, yeah, that division is so tight. And I was racking my brains. Maybe Key would know better than I. But I was like, I don't know that there's ever been a division – that has been that top-heavy at the quarterback position. All four of those guys are legit, like, big-time players. So I was trying to go through the history of the NFL, and I just couldn't pick any division that ever had that quality level of quarterbacks, strewn through the whole division.
I think last year the NFC West started that way, right? It was kind of like Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray – Jimmy Garoppolo had been to a Super Bowl, and then you had Russell Wilson in Seattle. So it started that way, but then I think it tailed off a little bit where Russell got hurt, and then Jimmy Garoppolo was sputtering along. But, yeah, no, I think so. But how is the transition so far with you being on the ground in Denver been for Russell Wilson? Because when we were on our show several months ago, we talked about where the Broncos would be if they acquired Aaron Rodgers. Well, they didn't get Aaron. They got Russell Wilson. What does it look like now?
Yeah, right now, I mean, there's an energy here that hasn't been here, obviously, in 6 years with, all the losing that has gone on here under Vance Joseph. explosive under Vic Fangio. So there's a great energy. Nathaniel Hackett, the head coach, brings just an unbelievable passion and energy. And as you watch even the offense, you know, that you can look at the preseason games and you can kind of throw some of those out the window because they're working on whatever they're working on. But I was at the joint practice between the Broncos and the Cowboys, and there was one team playing at a completely different pace than another team. And you know, the crazy thing is, Key, is I was expecting kind of a bounce back for the Dallas Cowboys after they really got their ass beaten in the Thursday practice. And there wasn't 17 penalties. Now, when you have 17 penalties, pre-snap penalties, which, you know, are just stupidity, right? You line up, but you're in an illegal formation. You don't get set. You jump off sides. Like, those are lack of discipline or lack of understanding. Those are, the pre-snaps are stupid. But I've been, you know, a half step behind. Hey, the majority of my life I've been a half step behind. I understand what it's like to be a half step behind. And I've been in a position where I'm, you know, getting edged. I'm behind. And I yank a dude to have my face mask because I'm sitting there saying and thinking, am I going to give up a quarterback hit or would I rather take a holding call? Well, I'd rather take a holding call. And when you get a bunch of holding calls or a bunch of legal contact calls, or a bunch of PI calls, usually what ends up happening is you're a half step behind the other team. Your pace isn't as good. So, you know, penalties are a direct reflection on coaching. You're either coaching or you're allowing it to happen. And if your team isn't playing with the pace that it needs to play with, and they didn't, 17 penalties in a preseason game by the Dallas Cowboys means one team was playing at a better pace than the other. Mm. And that was evident in practice. So things have been really good. And I think the other thing, you look at a bunch of young players on the Denver Broncos, and I think there was always this feeling of we're working hard, we're busting our ass, we're really preparing. And then Russell came in, and it was almost as though every guy on that team goes, oh, that's what working hard looks like. That's what preparation looks like. Oh, that's what the extra, going the extra mile looks like. Oh, I guess we really weren't doing that for the last 5 years. And you know this as well as I do, especially with young teams. Some guys, and I used to tell this to my son all the time when he went into professional baseball, just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you a professional. There's a level of professionalism on this roster that hasn't been here in 6 years, and that can be directly attributed to Russell Wilson.
Well, that's good insight right there from Mark Schlereth. I don't know why Keith thought it was hot sauce and Jay thought it was barbecue sauce, but I knew it was green chili that Mark Schlereth. Stinking good green chili, as I recall. That's right. There
yes.
It is. Stink himself. Three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth. Thanks. Thanks, Stink. Appreciate it.
You guys got it, man. Be well.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Good day. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take. Thank you for being with us. You saw who's here. Christopher Mad Dog Russo to my left.
Well, the one thing they got to do is they got the bats. They got to hit the bats. You can't score any runs. How are you going to win any games? It's not the pitching. How do you expect Aaron Judge to just lead the team all the way? You can't do it. You can't just swing for them.
To my right, obviously, with the playmaker, Michael Irvin.
You don't know anything about the Dallas Cowboys. They going to go undefeated like the Miami Dolphins if they cut back the penalties. Now look, we got a team in Jerry's world.
He just fooled himself. He was listening to it. He's like, wait, is that me? He thought it was Mad Dog.
I did actually, I had to listen again. I was like, ah.
Yeah, it was good. The Mad Dog was better than Michael Irvin.
They're gonna be mad at me.
Hey, no, the playmaker though, they had to cut back on the pin.
Oh my God!
No
point. You gotta send that to First Take and have them play it. Oh my God!
So the Los Angeles Lakers, Key and Jay, this is Keyshawn, Jay, Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN 2. You can listen on your smart speakers. They play ESPN Radio. You can download the podcast. The Los Angeles Lakers are retiring Pau Gasol's number 16 jersey in a ceremony on March 7th. Guys, I got to say something about Pau. I don't think people understand, even the ones that say, no, I knew he was really good, how great he was. He was, Pau Gasol, for a number of years, was a top half dozen or so player in the league for a number of years. Like, you could even maybe argue top five. There were years where Dirk's shot, I get it, guys like that, guys who put up the scoring numbers and who can be the lead dog on a championship team, you give them the nod, of course. But Pau was, like, it's not an accident that Kobe, the two he got, and the three finals trips he made without Shaq were with Pau. There's a reason that the Lakers acquired that dude for Kobe. He was the perfect complimentary big for Kobe and a truly great player for a number of years. And I think as the second best player by far on two championship teams, he deserves to have his number retired. Key, you're a big Lakers fan. Where are you with it?
Originally, you know, when it first came across last night, I had to think about it. So I had to reach out to a bunch of my Laker compadres and kind of convince myself of it. Because I was like, because at first I didn't realize, I forgot that Big Game James had got his jersey retired. Because we really never talk about his retirement, his jersey being retired. And I was like, I don't know about Pyle. And then we had to go through it. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. Because he's the last one of the pre-LeBron James championship players that probably deserves for this to happen. I mean, he was, like you said, he was the second guy to the other championships, but a good second guy. It wasn't a Kobe Bryant carrying the Lakers to two championships and no help from Pau Gasol. So, yeah, of course he deserves it. 100%.
Paul was one of the, at the time, the most skilled big in the game. Right, I mean, like he came over with like Dirk, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, like that international influence of the game of basketball. Like he wasn't the biggest international superstar, but the impact that he had on the game and the way he played next to Kobe, it's just at the time, man, Powell's a special dude. He's a special dude. Like his skill set just lended perfectly to the system.
When you go through the five championships of, let's just use Kobe. Five championships.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's really no a bunch of kind of like
excellent role players.
Great role player types. Then you go through the other two. It's like, okay, it's Kobe and then Pau and then a bunch of excellent role players. And that's pretty much what it is.
I mean, pal, guys, I know. The reason I'll use this stat right now just to give you an idea is because people like points, rebounds, assists, and then shooting percentage and stuff like that with turnover. So the number I'm about to give you takes all those classic things into account, okay? So PER, player efficiency rating, it's not perfect, but it's a good little thumbnail sketch, right? So if you have a PER 20 or over, you're probably an all-star. If it's over 25, you start to get in MVP territory. This is Powell's PER year over year for his 19.5, 20.7, 21.7, 22.5, 22.7, 24.1, 21.7, 22.2, 22.9, 23.2. It's right under every single year. He's a real all-star, and he starts to nip at MVP territory, but not quite. Mm-hmm. If you are that for as long as he played as a big, I mean, he wasn't a shot blocker really, but he did all the other things you'd want a big to do. That's a Hall of Famer.
Jay, if the Lakers can get that resume that he just ran off from Anthony Davis, could they win some championships with LeBron?
Yeah, but I mean, the best thing about Powell is Powell's available.
No, get it. But if they can get that from AD,
1,000,000%,
they could be in the mix.
Yeah, if AD is healthy with LeBron James being healthy, they're still in the mix to win championships.
Powell's numbers are better. I mean, AD is better than Powell if he's healthy because he's also a defensive. He's a great defensive player when he's healthy. A great defensive player.
Every time, so Powell sits on the board of Overtime Elite, which I sit on too. So we end up having a lot of meetings together. And we always talk about the influence of the international player in the game of basketball. Think about the past four defensive players of the year. Rudy Gobert, Giannis, right? Think about the past three MVPs. Jokic, I mean, it feels like it fits like in Giannis.
He can't help it. Yates is an Embiid guy.
Embiid, international.
Yeah, Embiid, international flavor, yeah.
Even if you want to give it to Embiid,
why don't you cat sound effect that, Gates?
The influence of the game of basketball and him being one of the key figures of that influence of that generation is pivotal to where the game is now. It's a heavy footprint of international basketball.
He's just such a great player. I mean, guys, and here's the thing. I think this is why you had to make the
calls. Jerseys in a minute.
You had to make the call, Key, because of this. You know, most teams, when they talk about Mount Rushmore, the problem is finding four guys who belong on it. The problem with the Lakers is you can do two Mount Rushmores and still be like, man, we're leaving so many people out. Powell has no case to be on a Mount Rushmore for the Lakers. But on another franchise, he might be. So for the Lakers, you're like, okay, he's not Kareem. He's not Magic. He's not Kobe. He's not Shaq. He's not.
There's only four, though. You can't.
Chamberlain, Jerry West. But most teams, though, find four guys as good as Powell.
Yeah, but you don't have multiple Mount Rushmores. That's what the Lakers have to have.
That's right.
You got to have at least, it's got to be at least four.
And Powell's on.
Right?
Powell's,
he's on the last four.
Yeah,
on the back, last, the back
yeah,
the four. Back.
Yeah, but that's still for fourth. Another franchise, he'd be one of the four or five best players they ever had.
You could say that for a lot of Lakers, though.
No
in
doubt.
General. You
no
can say
doubt.
That for a lot of Lakers, even though they were excellent role players with Lakers. But if they were on the Phoenix Suns or on the Sacramento Kings and some other teams, they'd be jersey guys for those teams.
Yeah, for sure.
Statue guys.
Rookie of the Year. Two-time NBA champion, six-time NBA All-Star, four-time All-NBA.
Four-time All-NBA.
An incredible career.
That's it. That's Hall of Fame first ballot. Retired the jersey. They're doing it March 7th for Powell with the Lakers. Will LeBron James still be an elite player at the end of this new contract? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.